I once heard someone say, "Do not pray the problem, pray the promise." At first, I loved the phrase. It was short, memorable, and sounded like the kind of wisdom that belongs on a coffee mug or tucked neatly inside a greeting card. Yet the longer I sit with it, the more I realize how easily those words can be misunderstood. If we are not careful, we begin to hear something God never actually said. We start believing that if we pray the right promises, quote the right scriptures, or muster enough faith, God will give us the outcome we desire. We quietly convince ourselves that praying the promise is the key to getting the answer we want. I know because I have been there. The phone call came without warning, as life-altering phone calls often do. One moment I was living an ordinary day, and the next, I was standing at the edge of a reality I never would have chosen. My husband had been found deceased. Even now, years later, those words feel foreign. Some losses never fully settle into place. They remain difficult to hold, difficult to explain, and difficult to understand. In the hours and days that followed, grief arrived like a storm surge. It crashed into every corner of my life, carrying with it questions I could not answer and emotions I could not control. I thought about the prayers I had prayed. I thought about the tears I had cried. I thought about the countless times I had asked God to intervene. I believed He could. I believed He cared. I believed He heard me. Yet standing in the middle of that devastation, one question rose above all the others. Why did you not answer? It was not a polished prayer. It was not theologically refined. It was the cry of a broken heart trying to reconcile what it knew about God with what it had just experienced. Somewhere in that grief came a response I have never forgotten. I did, just not in the way you wanted. Those words did not erase the pain. They did not suddenly make the loss understandable. If anything, they introduced a tension I am still learning to navigate. I had always believed God answered prayer, but I had unconsciously assumed that faithfulness and favorable outcomes traveled together. Without ever saying it aloud, I had begun to believe that if God truly heard me, truly cared for me, and truly loved me, then eventually He would answer in the way I hoped. The truth is that my struggle with unanswered prayer did not begin there. Years earlier, when my mom was diagnosed with cancer, I prayed with a desperation that only those who have stood beside someone they love in a fight for their life can fully understand. I prayed in hospital rooms and waiting rooms. I prayed during long drives home after difficult appointments. I prayed while lying awake in the darkness, staring at the ceiling and wondering what the future would hold. Some prayers were eloquent, most were not. Many consisted of little more than tears and a whispered plea for God to do what only He could do. I believed He could heal her, and I still believe that today. God's ability was never the issue. I never struggled to believe He was capable of performing a miracle. What I struggled with was understanding His faithfulness when the miracle I begged for did not come. After my mom died, I found myself carrying a burden I rarely spoke about. It was not something anyone placed on me. No pastor suggested it, no friend implied it, no scripture taught it. Yet somewhere in the hidden corners of my grief, a question began taking root, and no matter how hard I tried to push it away, it kept returning. What if I failed her? Even now, those words are difficult to write because they sound so irrational. Intellectually, I knew better. I understood God's sovereignty. I understood that miracles are acts of grace rather than rewards for spiritual performance. I understood that healing is not dispensed according to the strength of our faith, the length of our prayers, or our ability to say exactly the right words. I knew all of those things. Yet grief has a way of slipping past what we know and settling into what we fear. What surprised me most was not the question itself, but how persistent it became. Long after the memorial service was over and the cards and messages had stopped coming, long after life seemed to return to normal for everyone else, that question remained. It surfaced during quiet moments and sleepless nights. It appeared when I was driving alone or sitting in church. It lingered beneath the surface of conversations and prayers. What if I had prayed more? What if I had believed more deeply? What if there had been some prayer I should have prayed, some level of faith I should have reached, some spiritual principle I had somehow missed? I never voiced those thoughts publicly because they felt embarrassing. They sounded weak. They sounded like the kind of questions a mature Christian should have already resolved. Yet I suspect I am not the only one who has wrestled with them. When someone we love is taken from us, grief searches desperately for explanations. We replay conversations, decisions, and moments. We search for the place where the story could have changed. We look for something that will make the loss make sense. And when answers are difficult to find, blame often rushes in to fill the silence. Looking back, I think what haunted me most was not the possibility that I had failed. It was the possibility that I never had the control I imagined I did. If I had failed, then perhaps there was something I could have done differently. If I had failed, then perhaps a different ending had been possible. If I had failed, then perhaps the outcome had somehow rested on my shoulders. As painful as self-blame can be, it offers something strangely comforting: the illusion of power. It allows us to believe that if we had simply performed better, prayed harder, trusted more completely, or found the right words, we could have changed the story. The alternative is much harder to accept. It requires us to acknowledge that we prayed every prayer we knew to pray, sought God as sincerely as we knew how, and still found ourselves walking through a loss we never wanted to experience. Then came the phone call about my husband, and suddenly the struggle shifted. After my mom died, my questions were directed inward. After my husband died, they were directed toward God. The accusation was no longer, "Did I fail?" It became, "Why did you not answer?" At first, those struggles felt completely different. One was rooted in guilt. The other was rooted in disappointment. One caused me to question myself. The other caused me to question God. Yet over time, I began to realize they shared the same foundation. When my mom was sick, I expected healing. When I prayed for my husband, I expected intervention. When I cried out to God in desperation, I expected rescue. Those expectations were not wrong. They were the natural cries of a daughter who loved her mom and a wife who loved her husband. The problem was never that I hoped for those things. The problem was that I slowly began confusing my hopes with God's promises. That distinction has taken me years to understand, and if I'm being honest, I am still learning it. For a long time, I believed the promise was that God would heal my mom. The promise was actually that He would never leave us. I do not mean that as a clever phrase or a lesson wrapped neatly in a bow. I mean it as a realization that slowly emerged over years of wrestling, grieving, questioning, and learning to trust God in places where trust did not come easily. When my mom was sick, healing was all I could see. It became the outcome around which every prayer revolved. If God healed her, then He was faithful. If He did not, then I was left trying to make sense of a faithfulness that looked nothing like what I expected. The same was true after my husband died. I was so focused on the answer I wanted that I could not initially recognize the ways God was already answering. I was looking for intervention and finding heartbreak. I was looking for rescue and finding loss. I was looking for a different ending and finding grief. Because of that, I concluded that God had remained silent, when in reality, He had been speaking all along. He answered through the strength that carried me when I could barely stand. He answered through the people He placed beside me when I could not walk through the darkness alone. He answered through moments of peace that arrived without explanation and disappeared just as mysteriously. He answered through His presence in the middle of nights that felt endless. He answered through grace that met me each morning, even when I was certain I had nothing left to give. Most of all, He answered by being exactly who He promised He would be. As I look back now, I can see that the problem was never God's faithfulness. The problem was my understanding of what faithfulness would look like. I expected faithfulness to arrive in the form of healing. I expected it to look like intervention, rescue, and the restoration of everything I feared losing. Instead, faithfulness looked like God's presence in the middle of circumstances I would never have chosen. It looked like strength for days I did not think I could survive. It looked like peace that appeared without explanation and grace that met me each morning before my feet ever touched the floor. I wanted God to change the story. Instead, He remained steadfast within it. Looking back, I am beginning to understand that His faithfulness was never absent. It simply did not arrive in the form I expected. I am not writing these words as someone who has everything figured out. There are still questions I cannot answer. There are still losses I would undo if I could. There are still moments when grief unexpectedly revisits old wounds and reminds me of what was taken. I still find myself wrestling with disappointment at times. I still encounter situations in which my first instinct is to measure God's faithfulness by whether events unfold the way I hope they will. Perhaps that is why this lesson continues to feel so personal. I am not writing about something I mastered years ago. I am writing about something God is still teaching me. What I am learning is that disappointment and faith can occupy the same space. For years, I thought those two things were enemies. I assumed that if I was disappointed, then my faith must be lacking. If I were still grieving, still questioning, or still struggling to understand, then perhaps I had not fully trusted God. Yet the longer I walk with Him, the more I realize that faith is not the absence of disappointment. Faith is choosing to trust God's character even when disappointment remains. I can grieve what was lost and still believe He is good. I can wish the story had unfolded differently and still believe He is faithful. I can carry unanswered questions and still trust the one who holds the answers. Perhaps that is what it truly means to pray the promise. It is not denying reality. It is not pretending the pain is smaller than it is. It is not convincing ourselves that if we quote enough scripture, God will be obligated to answer in a particular way. It is choosing to anchor ourselves in what God has said, even when everything around us tempts us to believe otherwise. It is reminding our hearts that God's character remains unchanged, even when our circumstances are not. Sometimes the promise is not healing. Sometimes the promise is His presence. Sometimes the promise is not rescue. Sometimes the promise is sustaining grace. Sometimes the promise is not understanding. Sometimes the promise is knowing that the one who holds the future can still be trusted when the future makes no sense. If you are carrying an unanswered prayer today, perhaps you understand this struggle better than you wish you did. Perhaps you have questioned God. Perhaps you have questioned yourself. Perhaps you have replayed conversations, decisions, prayers, and moments, wondering whether something could have been different if only you had gotten it right. If that is you, I hope you hear this clearly. You are not responsible for carrying burdens God never asked you to carry. You did not fail because the outcome was different from what you hoped. And God's faithfulness has not failed because His answer was different than the one you wanted. I am still learning what it means to pray the promise. I am still learning to separate God's promises from my expectations. I am still learning to trust His heart when I do not understand His answers. Some lessons seem to require a lifetime, and this may be one of them. What I know today is far less than what I once thought I needed to know. I still cannot explain every loss. I still cannot answer every question. I still cannot tell you why some prayers unfold the way they do while others seem to end in silence. What I do know is that God has been faithful in ways I often failed to recognize at the time. He was faithful when I sat beside my mom's hospital bed. He was faithful on the day I received the phone call about my husband. He was faithful in the months and years that followed when grief became an unwelcome companion and disappointment threatened to cloud my view of Him. Looking back, I can see that His presence never depended on my ability to perceive it. Even in seasons when I felt abandoned, He remained exactly where He had always been. The promise was never that I would be spared every heartbreak. The promise was never that God would write the story I would have chosen. The promise was that He would be with me. And looking back, I can see that He has. Father. For the person reading these words who is carrying grief, disappointment, confusion, or an unanswered prayer, draw near to them today. Remind them that your faithfulness is not measured by their circumstances and that your presence is not dependent upon their understanding. For those who quietly carry guilt, release them from burdens you never asked them to bear. For those who are struggling to reconcile your goodness with their pain, help them trust your heart even when they cannot trace your hand. Teach us to anchor ourselves not to our expectations, but to your promises. When our hearts are tempted to believe you have forgotten us, remind us that you are still present, still working, and still faithful. Thank you for being the God who never leaves, never forsakes, and never breaks a promise. In Jesus' name, amen.